Okay, I'm going to show you an exercise that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Want everybody get up, or they can turn around. And somebody asked me about thyroid. The thyroid. Who asked me about that? Okay. This will tell you whether or not your thyroid is in good shape, or do you know if it's in good shape?
I take medicine for thyroid. So.
Okay. Okay, this is spinning. This gal discovered this art of spinning when you're studying the Sufis. And apparently it was a religious practice among ancient Sufis to spin around and it put them in a state of ecstasy. So she read about this and she started experimenting with it and found out it had all kinds of health benefits that people that spun themselves experience all kinds of benefits to their
health. The whirling dervishes that have very little lifespans.
But what was fascinating about it was the only spins that produced beneficial results was clockwise spins. If people spun counterclockwise, it didn't seem to do anything. But if you spun clockwise, it seemed to work. And the gal says, I don't know why. That just seems to be the result. Okay. What you do is, you know, like, remember when we were kids, you just spin around like this?
Helicopter.
Okay. Now, once you get proficient at it, don't do it yet. Once you get proficient at it, you can spin up to a couple hundred times a day if you want, but, you know, about 50 times a shrimp is beneficial and without going into overkill. But if we spin around 12 times, how dizzy you are afterwards will tell us a lot about your state of health. Now we expect you to spin around on one leg, Sue.
I'm going to spin in a chair. Spinning
your arms.
Okay, now you put your arms out like this and you spin clockwise and we'll spin 12 times, which should be a safe amount. Now if you feel you're getting too dizzy, we'll stop. You won't have confidence in yourself.
Do you have to have your arms out all the way?
Yeah.
They say put them out like that. That's what she says you do. I don't know why. But the person that originated it, that's what they come up with. Okay. We're all going to spin around 12 times and see what happens. Then we're going to see what you feel like. See if you can not fall over.
The feed matter.
Yes, it would matter.
That probably matters, but go to, you know, just follow my lead. Okay, here can we go.
Use them both.
One, two, three, four, five, six,
halfway,
seven,
eight,
Jerome
is, she is
concentrating
on that effort.
Nine,
that's fine.
10, 11, 12.
Woo!
You're doing pretty good, Brian.
My world is still spinning.
Mine's spinning too.
Still going.
Me too.
Okay.
Now, if you got a thyroid out of kilter, you'll have a hard time even getting to 12. Looks like everybody got to 12. Is everybody still in good shape?
Yeah.
Okay, and you walked straight ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it looks like we've got a pretty healthy group here. Now, you're asking about your thyroid. How did you feel, Bill?
After a couple seconds, I readjusted myself. The medication, you know, I don't know how that's affecting the spinning for me. But, yeah, I got a little dizzy, but then in a few seconds, I was fine.
Okay, looks like we've got a pretty healthy group here. Looks like nobody has really bad thyroid.
I told the doctor I was helping. He still said you need thyroid.
Okay.
So what do you mean? If sick people fall over or what?
Yeah, if a person's got his thyroid really out of kilter, he'll have a hard time getting past about 6. You know. But if he can do 12 and, you know, not feel, you know, everybody feel a little tipsy at first. But if it feels just kind of normal, then, you know, that's a good sign for your overall health. Now, if you do this, do about 50 of these a day,
The theory is you start, it produces a sense of well-being. You know, and a large percentage of people report very positive results by doing about 50 of these a day. Now, the person that originates it says she does 200 a day.
James now. Used to do that all the time.
Really?
Do you want to share?
Really?
Well, who are those people called the whirling dervish? Was that the Kurdish warriors over?
The Sufis.
Those that they average a lifespan of like 100 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
LA dancers must be
really good. LA what?
LA dancers, they do all those turns.
Sure. Well, you probably, if you search on the web, and you, there's a term called the Five Tibetans. Have you heard of that term?
Wow.
The Five Tibetans, it actually is a series of five
exercises
that you do, and one of those is spinning.
Oh, is it?
There was actually a book that was written back in the, I think it was like in the 70s or something, called the Five Tibetans.
I'm wondering if the spinning the clockwise has something to do with our DNA, because our DNA kind of has a spinning twist about it.
The author of the Five Tibetans was traveled to Tibet and wondered and marveled how these people maintained their youthful look.
Mm-hmm.
And so the knowledge that received was that the spinning actually counteracted or accelerated the correct motion of your chakras.
Yeah.
And so when you did that, it helped balance out your body. And so after doing this, the person who wrote this book said that they met this person who did these five exercises every day. One of them is very much similar to a sun salutation in yoga exercise.
Oh, yeah.
It's just maintaining the energy flow in your body and your spine. And so this person said that they met this person who claimed they were, I don't know, very, very old, and they couldn't believe it. And they looked like they were, you know, in their 40s or something like that.
You do feel a little bit more activated after you do it, even 12, right?
Anyway, it's called the Five Tibetans. It's been out in the public domain for ages.
Well, I keep suggesting that you jump on a small tambourine.
Tambourine?
Thank you.
Tambourine.
It's getting late for me.
Yeah.
For about 5 minutes.
Rebounder. That's
yeah.
Thanks.
That's because your electrolytes don't have a circulatory organ like a heart. And the way they circulate is through your body moving.
Lymph system.
And they have the lymph system, yeah. And you have a series of one-way valves jumping on the trampolines.
One-way.
Or jogging, any of those kind of exercises where you bounce around.
Breathing will move your lymph systems too, deep breathing.